This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. The headline, U.S. downs a fourth flying object over North America, over Lake Huron. I go to Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness Human Events, who in Michigan is looking at what is now described as a UFO, an unknown object brought down by an F-16, is the early report. We are being very careful here because there is ongoing search for more possible UFOs. Washington is reporting the U.S. shot down a fourth flying object over Lake Huron, underscoring stepped-up defense of North America's airspace following the discovery of a suspected Chinese spy balloon. All of this is not confirmed, confirmed. So I go to Thaddeus because Michigan is now in the story. It was Montana. Before that, it was Alaska. Then it was Canada. Now it's Michigan. Thaddeus, the people in Michigan aren't going to like this any more than the people in Montana or here in New York. What is your measure of the Biden administration's handling of this? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. My brother and I actually spent some time up in Grand Bend in the fall. It's along the shoreline of Lake Huron. And as we were golfing, my brother looked at me and he said, you know, I feel like somebody's watching us. I shrugged it off at the time, but now I'm not so sure. Originally, I just thought he was paranoid. He's got a lot of problems and maybe he is not paranoid. At the end of the day, I think the Biden administration is much like my brother's golf game. It's non-existent at this point in time. What is the defense that they're putting up? What are the measures they're taking to stop this? And as we both know, the Biden administration is now talking about signing a climate change deal with the communist Chinese government that is sending balloons over America's heartland and spying on us. Does that sound like someone you want to cut a deal with right about now?
We're told that Antony Blinken postponed his embassy to Beijing. Didn't cancel it, postponed. They use that word consistently all week. This was scheduled for last weekend, and I'm told by John Bolton, our colleague, that the ambition of the meeting was not to talk about balloons, was certainly not to talk about the South China Sea or the threats to Taiwan, not about the Uyghurs, not about the deployment of the Chinese Communist Army in the Himalayas, certainly not about the crushing of freedom in Hong Kong. No, the topic was climate change, and assuring that China will sign a treaty with us and other interested parties, making promises about reducing greenhouse gases and mitigating the change in the weather. That was the major focus of the Biden administration and remains the major focus. They haven't changed it unless something's happened this weekend.
This is specklessness bordering on malfeasance. When you think about it, the one thing the communist Chinese fear is linkage. And so here's the Biden administration letting them commit genocide against the Uyghurs, potentially having a war with India, stealing all of our industrial secrets, unfair trade practices. But hey, they're going to honor any climate change agreement they sign because they're good people. And as long as we don't link anything to that, well, hey, at least the planet will continue, although they get to 2050 to continue building coal, burning plants and everything else. This is insanity. And I would ask the Democrats, if you're serious about climate change, how can you let the Biden administration get away with this, not link it to everything else, and have a comprehensive package not only to protect America, but to protect the planet as well? Look, we can have differences about a lot of things, but linkage of issues with communist China should be one Republicans and Democrats can agree on.
One of your former colleagues, Jack Bergman, was he in Congress when you were there, Thaddeus? Jack Bergman
No.
of Michigan? Well, he's a retired three-star Air Force general, commenting on the object down over Lake Huron with a sense of humor, which it requires because we don't have enough information at this point. Said Representative, former General Jack Bergman, the U.S. military has decommissioned another object over Lake Huron. This whole episode was a surprise to the Biden administration, and you get the sense that they're off balance here. What do they need to do to get their balance back, that is? What would you recommend?
I think that they need to remember that communist China is a strategic threat and rival model of governance to the United States. We need to link every single issue we possibly can. We need to deter the dragon, set up a containment strategy and a rollback strategy, and build alliances with our neighbors who understand the threat to democracy that they pose. It's as elementary. We've done it before. We're not going to have to do it again until that regime implodes and there are some people's aspirations for freedom.
Our colleague, Gordon Chang, is calling for us to close consulates and embassies, to call in the ambassador, to recall our ambassador. I don't know how far we can go on this, but these are things that have happened before when countries violate airspace or sovereignty. And I note that is suddenly borders matter. But in any event, we're looking for a strong response. John Bolton mentioned embargoing aerospace technology, both refusing to import from China and refusing to export our aerospace technology. What is your idea of a confrontational policy towards China? Do you believe at this point that the Biden administration would be popular if it made something confrontational?
John, it's not confrontational to defend yourself and defend the integrity of your borders and the sovereignty of the country and the national strategic interests of the country. They're the ones being provocative. Defending yourself is not confrontational. It's practical, and it's actually rather smart. So when you look at this, in the final analysis, the bad actor is communist China. They're heinous to their own people. They're violating international law at will. And yet you have the Biden administration thinking that maybe they can cut a postponed climate change deal with this. The problem is administrations, Republicans and Democrats, have failed to recognize the danger, the existential threat that is communist China, and have not taken it seriously enough. In some ways, it's patronizing hubris by past administrations, including this one, although there may be a more dire motive with this one. Time will tell. In the final analysis, it's time to understand the threat and deal with it. It's not confrontational. It's called defending your national interests, and every nation has a right to, and we're just going to have to do it. And eventually, an administration is going to recognize it and act accordingly.
That is McCotter, American Greatness, Human Events. State of the Union message was the dominant story until the balloons. When we come back, that is his comments on the president's presentation and the response from Congress. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.